When the First Continental Congress convened in 1774 in Philadelphia, they had no clue what they were going to actually be talking about. But they all agreed on one thing, that the British government was corrupt, tyrannical, and beyond reform or repair. Now, from that body would come nearly every signer of the Declaration of Independence, over half the delegates to the Constitution Convention, and the first five American presidents. Well, the new Christendom Committees of Correspondence hopes to follow in those legendary footsteps in convening its first annual Congress upon these rocks, building Christian communities from the rubble of modernity. The Congress will be held near the Crusade Channel Studios in Mandeville, Louisiana, April 30th through May 2nd, and you're invited. So, register as a delegate or attend as a layperson by heading to upontheserocks.co. Join me alongside Brother Andre Marie, David Simpson, and many, many more special guests. All the information and registration data you need is at upontheserocks.co or call 844-527-8723. We'll see you in May.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, April the 9th of 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. A large vaccination site in Colorado is shut down, a mass shooting in Texas, and an important abortion bill is signed in Wyoming. A mass vaccination site at Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Colorado was shut down after several adverse reactions to the Johnson & Johnson virus vaccine, according to Centura Health, which is managing the site. More than 600 people who had appointments were turned away from the Vaccines for All event in Commerce City after 11 people who were administered the shot developed adverse reactions during the on-site observation period, Kevin Massey, a spokesperson for Centura Health, told local news outlets. The Colorado Department of Public Health said some patients experienced nausea and dizziness after getting the J&J vaccine, while Centura confirmed that 9 individuals were monitored on site and were sent home, and 2 individuals were taken to nearby hospitals out of an abundance of caution. Multiple people were hurt yesterday in a shooting at a business in Bryan, Texas, and the shooter was not in custody. Bryan Police Lieutenant Jason James said officers from his department responded to the reports of a shooting at 2:30 p.m. and found, quote, several victims at the business, which he identified by address. He did not provide an exact count of those injured and did not know whether anyone was killed. The wounded had been taken to a hospital, and police asked people to stay away from the business. Bryan is about 100 miles northwest of Houston. Finally, Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon on Wednesday signed a bill protecting infants who survive botched abortions. Wyoming Senate File No. 34, known as Born Alive Infant Means of Care, requires that, quote, any commonly accepted means of care that would be rendered to any other infant born alive shall be employed in the treatment of any viable infant aborted alive. It requires any physician performing an abortion to, quote, take medically appropriate and reasonable steps to preserve the life and health of an infant born alive. Gordon vetoed a similar, quote, born alive bill last year. Michael Perlman, communications director for Gordon, told the media in an email that, quote, last year's bill was different than the one brought this year. Our quote of the day comes from St. Gregory of Nyssa. He who climbs never stops going from beginning to beginning, through beginnings that have no end. He never stops desiring what he already knows. Coming up, our saint of the day. She was the daughter of a Muslim king and showed great compassion for Christian prisoners. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
There's lots of talk from the Biden regime of banning and confiscating our weapons, but there's one weapon that is truly Biden and cult of death kryptonite, the rosary. And for the finest handcrafted rosaries made here in Southeast Louisiana, visit our very own Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary, part of the Founders Trading Post Catholic Corner Store at mikechurch.com/shop. Or for a custom rosary or chaplet design, call us at 844-527-8723. See the entire Little Bayou Rosary collection at mikechurch.com/shop.
Our saint of the day is Saint Casilda. Some saints' names are far more familiar to us than others, but even the lives of obscure holy persons teach us something. And so it is with Saint Casilda. Her father was a Muslim leader in Toledo, Spain, in the 10th century. Casilda was a devout Muslim, but was kind to Christian prisoners. She became ill as a young woman, but did not trust that any of the local Arab doctors could cure her. So she made a pilgrimage to the shrine of San Vincenzo in northern Spain. Like so many other people who made their way there, many of them suffering from hemorrhages, Casilda brought the healing waters of the shrine. We're uncertain what brought her to the shrine, but we do know that she left it relieved of illness. In response, she became a Christian and lived a life of solitude and penance not far from the miraculous spring. It is said that she lived to be 100 years old. Her death likely occurred around the year 1050. Alabama has changed its voter registration forms to allow people to opt out of the portion of an oath that says, quote, "So help me God." The decision was made following a lawsuit from the Freedom From Religious Foundation. The lawsuit against Secretary of State John Merrill was filed on behalf of four atheists who said the forms amounted to a constitutionally prohibited religious requirement. The new forms still include an oath with the phrase, "So help me God," but include a box to opt out due to sincere convictions. Signers will have to, quote, "swear or affirm that they will meet voter eligibility requirements." Merrill said in a statement, quote, "While the language, 'So help me God,' has been included on voter registration applications since well before I took office, this issue was just brought to light, and we remain willing to accommodate all voters of Alabama." The Freedom From Religion Foundation asked that the federal lawsuit be dropped after the change was made. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.